All right, welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. I pray you are well on this day. Today, we are going to talk for a few minutes about happiness. 8 factors for happiness, and this comes from the Duke University study on happiness, and it points a way through of how to experience what I'd say a little bit more joy in daily living, and there's 8 points to consider. Number one, if we want to experience true happiness, we need to live with a lack of suspicion and resentment. We can't get up in the morning and walk around with an attitude of suspicion and resentment, meaning if we got a grudge with something, if we're carrying something like that around, we need to figure out a way to let that thing go, to put that thing down, because that is a major factor in driving people toward unhappiness. And I think we can all admit in our world, it's easy to feel resentful or nurse a grudge, but it takes away from you what you most hope to experience. So don't have suspicion or resentment. Number two, stop living in the past. Because preoccupation with past mistakes and failures, that can lead to depression and some anxiety. We can't live in what was. We can only live in what is now and lean into what is to come. And so stop living in the past. Number three, not wasting time and energy fighting things that you cannot change. Oh, man. We need each other to remind each other always. Don't waste time and energy fighting things you cannot change, which means we need to cooperate with life and remember that all of us have circles of influence and then there's circles of concern. And the concern may be there, but the only thing that you can really lean into for change is within that circle of influence, right where you are. And the more that we spend time there, the more opportunity there is to bring about life change versus sitting around in the other circle, the circle of concern, and never really getting around it or figuring out what to do, but just staying stuck. So stay within that circle of influence. Number four, stay involved with the living world, which means resist withdrawing and becoming reclusive during stress or anxiety. Stay involved. Number one rule of life, show up. Show up in those places that matter. Show up with intention. And remember, by staying involved, there's an opportunity for breakthrough and to experience true happiness. Number five, refuse to indulge in self-pity. When life hands you a raw deal, remember, it's just a part of life. Raw deals are a part of life. No one's going to get through life without some sorrow and misfortune and all kinds of other things. The word I use often in the church is affliction. Affliction's going to happen, but we love ourselves. We love others. We love what God is giving to us through blessing in the world, and it helps us to get through when life is some rotten tomatoes. Number six, we want to cultivate old-fashioned virtues. And what I mean by that, what they mean by that in this study, is pay attention to some of those things like love, compassion, humor, loyalty, grace, humility. All of that, if those virtues are a part of our daily living, again, I think those bubble up. And those become more of the main thing versus getting caught up in that cycle of the world's virtues, which is dog eat dog, one-upmanship, having to be superior over the other, all of that kind of stuff. No, the virtues of love, compassion, humor, loyalty, grace are so, so, so important. Number seven, another factor for happiness, don't expect too much from yourself. You see, the gap between the expectation and ability can lead to the feeling of inadequacy. And we're not saying don't have high expectations. Always have a bar that's out there, right, that you strive for. But when you strive for it, you know that failure's a part of it. Falling forward's a part of it. Learning from mistakes is part of it. But instead of being so hard on yourself for feeling what you can't do or what you couldn't accomplish, make sure you lean into, again, that state of grace and knowing what those good expectations are for you and for others. And number 8, another factor of happiness, find something bigger than yourself to believe in. Find something bigger than yourself to believe in. Self-centered, egotistical people score the lowest in any test of measuring when it comes to this. You don't want to live self-centered. And I think a gift of community, a gift of coworkers, a gift of family, a gift of friends, but also agency. Something out there in the world that inspires, that draws you in. If you're giving yourself to something bigger than yourself, you realize that we're made for life together. And there's energy, and there's purpose, and there's life around that. And so when we think about happiness, each of these matter. Number 1, lack of suspicion and resentment. Number 2, not living in the past. Number 3, not wasting time and energy fighting things you can't change. 4, stay involved with the living world. 5, refuse to indulge in self-pity. 6, cultivate some good old-fashioned virtues. Number 7, don't expect too much from yourself. And number 8, find something bigger than yourself to believe in. Yes. Yes, happiness is more than possible to experience in our daily living. And may it be so for you. All right, good day.